This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The men's clothing retailer Joseph A. Bank is in the process of being bought by Men's Warehouse, so its financial statements are being looked over just a bit more closely than usual. Here's an item that has not gotten a lot of disclosure, shall we say. Apparently, the company leases the SoFalcon 2000 EX, or in simpler terms, a $24 million private corporate jet, a jet whose use isn't easily found on the company's financial statements. Bethany McLean is a contributing editor at Vanity Fair magazine. She wrote a piece for Reuters not too long ago called How Corporate Jets Fly Under Shareholder Radar. Bethany, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I confess I don't understand how a company can use a big, nice, expensive corporate jet and not have to disclose it in its official filings. We're talking here about Joseph A. Bank, right? What are the specifics?
So they own, they lease a very high-end plane, which shows up nowhere in their financial statements. And it turns out this is possible because so-called perks, extra compensation, yeah, if you will, only have to be disclosed when they're personal use. And so since the plane is used 100% for business, they say, it doesn't have to be disclosed as part of executives' compensation. And because the plane is leased, it is technically on the balance sheet, but it's buried in something called operating leases that are described as mostly stores and equipment for stores. You would never guess that an airplane was in there.
And what do they do? They hangar it, I guess, very close to where the former CEO, Richard Wildrick, lives, right?
Right. So this is another real oddity of this airplane, is that the company is actually based in Maryland, but this plane is required to be hangared in West Palm Beach, where its former CEO lives. And you might say, but wait, he was a CEO and he was using the plane to commute, say, to the offices. Well, wouldn't that be personal use?
Mm-hmm.
It would be, but the company very smartly set up a little office in Palm Beach. So therefore, the office-to-office travel is business use and doesn't have to be disclosed.
I would ask you how common this is, except it's really hard to know because these planes aren't disclosed.
Right. That's a great point. You'd like to know, well, how many other companies out there have planes that aren't disclosed, but there's no way of knowing. I was stunned when I talked to compensation experts in this area who said, this is quite common. Hmm. And it was a different perspective than that of corporate governance experts who said, well, it might be legal, but we would have liked to have known.
Right. One last thing before I let you go. One would have thought that after all of the scrutiny, I suppose, the close attention that corporate aircraft got, and I'm thinking here specifically of when the big car makers went to Washington in the middle of the bailout on their corporate jets, one would think companies just wouldn't do this anymore.
Right. It feels very, maybe not 1990s quite, but it feels like a relic of the boom days, right? When the free spending boom days, and it's shocking that it still exists in this day and age, mm-hmm, where there is so much scrutiny of executive compensation and of corporate jets and of perks that aren't disclosed to shareholders. But it does. And so I think what that shows you is that the kind of corporate machinery of following the letter of the law while debatably violating the spirit of the law is alive and well and probably always will be. And thank goodness, because life would be awfully boring otherwise,
right,
wouldn't it?
Bethany McLean, she is a contributing editor at Vanity Fair. Bethany, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.